Welcome to Living in Hi-Fi. I'm Steve.
And I'm Flissy. This is a podcast about records. Today's album is Come On Everybody, Let's Do the Twist by Fats and the Chessmen, a 1962 release on Somerset, catalog number SF15100.
So I suspected that this album came from my grandmother's collection, who reviewed records for a newspaper in Michigan. But the usual telltale sign of that is a date on the back, and since this album didn't have one, I think that this must have come from another source. And Flissy, you think it may have been your mother's?
It might be my mom's. And so, Mom, if you're listening to this podcast, you can holler if this seems familiar to you. It's also entirely possible that I picked this up because of its crazy cover.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about what it looks like?
So it has some really like very 1950s style drawings, kind of like you would see on, those paper diner placemats. And it's a blue cover and it says, come on, everybody, let's do the twist. And the word twist is red and white peppermint striped. And then it has some pictures of people twisting and a list of the tracks on the bottom.
Except for the names of the tracks don't exactly match what's on the back of the album. In all cases.
Yeah, there's actually a couple differences from the front to the back, but that's okay.
So, yeah, who knows what the songs are actually called. All right, so what about the back of the cover?
On the back it says, for your swingin' dance party, come on everybody, let's do the twist. And it has like the very stereotypical 1950s stuff on the back about this is in stereo fidelity, the entire sound spectrum. It has this meaningless graph on the side and it has, why this is like a super awesome record for your hi-fi system. And then it also has, of course, the track listing, and it has a little grid on the bottom advertising other releases on Somerset, including a couple albums from 101 Strings, which you might recognize as a thrift store staple.
Which I don't think we actually have any copies of, much to my dismay. We'll have to remedy that in a future thrift store trip.
Yeah, there we go.
So let's get to our first clip. This is your clip, Flissy. What'd you pick?
I picked Ooh Poopadoo, which is actually a little bit slower paced twisting song.
All right, let's take a listen. Okay, what did you think?
I like this song because I like the vocals on it. Oh, I guess it must be Fats, which I'm sure is an alias, but that's okay. But I really like his vocals. It's a little bit like a little gritty sounding. And like I said, it's a little bit slow for a twist. So, it's a little bit like a little groovier. A little groovier twist. And I like just like oop oop ba doo. I don't know. I'm not even usually into like scatting kind of nonsense words, but I like those.
Yeah, I would say this is one of the better tracks on this album. It's pretty enjoyable.
Sure. I mean, it's for your swingin' dance party. This album has like a universal cheerfulness about it. Like, it's a good party album.
Yeah, so as you alluded to, this is by Fats and the Chessmen, which is probably an alias, likely a ripoff of Chubby Checker. He's not chubby, he's fat, and it's not checkers, it's chess. So.
That This is so funny. It took me like a little bit to figure that one out. I think maybe because we're just departed from the 50s for some time. Like, wait a second.
So what could you find out about Fats and the Chessmen?
I don't really know anything about Fats and the Chessmen, who they were, who the band members are, but I did find out that Somerset is a budget record label, as you might guess, and this is owned by producer Dave Miller. And what he did with Somerset Records is that he would gather non-union musicians and public domain music to make a buck on whatever the fad was at the time. And so in this case, it was the twist. And so he gathered some musicians and just named them, they're like, you know, session musicians, named them Fats and the Chessmen for the purpose of putting out a twist album. And this was released in 1962. And Chubby Checker released the twist, the original song, as a B-side in 1959. So 1962 is like a little bit on the tail end of the twist craze, although there were twist-related songs, about 20 of them, between the period of 1959 to 1964. So it was still, like, twist was still definitely a thing. And according to Wikipedia, the twist is the first international dance craze. So you could definitely ride on that for a little while. And in 1961, there was a famous song called The Peppermint Twist. There is a peppermint twist on this album, but it's not the one that most of us are familiar with. So I'm sure there were many disappointed teenagers buying this album thinking that they were going to get Joey D and the Starlighters. And in fact, it's just some rando song that happens to be called Peppermint Twist. So these budget albums that Miller put out were sold wholesale for 93 cents to sellers, like in this big kit, basically. So like the wholesale cost of the album's 93 cents. And along with the records, he sold like this really cheap, like cardboard display thing. And so it was like a whole shebang. They could pop them up in the drugstore or record store or whatever, and then resell them to the public for $1.98. And Somerset Records used the artist Anthony Longanella to create the album art. So he may have been the artist for this, like the dancing people on the cover of our album. You might recognize the Somerset label from, as on the back is advertised 101 strings. And so at some point, Miller shifted his focus instead of working so hard to like catch the wave of whatever was the trend at the time. He shifted gears and he wanted to release albums that people would still be interested in buying, not just like that week whenever it would, like Twist was cool, but might still buy it 10 or 15 years later.
Yeah, but I mean, you can still see some similarities there. I mean, you know, you'll have the 101 strings do the songs of Broadway, or 101 strings do your movie classics or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're like 101 strings is still, I would say it's gimmicky. And yeah. The 101 strings is not, it's similar to this like session musician thing for the Fats and the Chessmen. 101 strings was actually several different German orchestras, and whoever was playing, whatever orchestra was playing, whoever was directing it, it was just released under the name of 101 strings.
All right, well, let's take a listen to my clip. I picked Old MacDonald Had a Twist. I picked this song because it's a little bit ridiculous. And I don't know, I mean, it's like looking over the album cover, it says Old MacDonald Has a Twist or whatever. But I think like the first time I was listening to it, you know, it comes on, you're like, wait a minute, I recognize that. And then you're like, wait a minute, that's Old MacDonald. So it's a little bit not something I guess you would expect to have turned into a popular song.
But surprisingly, it totally works though.
Yeah, I think it ends up being one of the one of the better songs on this album. So
it's very lively.
So I don't know. I don't know what else to say. I would say
that song speaks for itself.
I would say overall, in my estimation, this is, I guess, not really a must-have album.
Well, I mean, it really depends how into the twist you are and what kind of party you want to have. I mean, if you want to have a swing and dance party.
Yeah, but I would say even as twist-themed dance parties go, this album, sort of by the end of it, you're just ready for it to be over. I mean, the songs all have a sort of sameness about them, and there's not really a lot of variety or versatility to it. I would say most of them are really just sort of forgettable. I think if I wanted to have a swing and dance party featuring the twist, I would have to dig a little deeper into the catalog of twist hits from the early 60s rather than relying on this one exclusively.
Maybe so, but I would still say if you happen to run across this album and you really need to cheer yourself up, it's a good one. Like if you want to be like very forcibly cheered up.
It might be worth listening to once on Apple Music. So if you want to learn more about Twist.
I'm inviting you to my twisting party. Party pooper.
If you want to learn more about The Twist, you can visit our show notes at livinginhifi.com/episode/11. You can follow us on Twitter at livinginhifi, send us an email to feedback@livinginhifi.com, or follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/livinginhifi. And we'll see you next time when we talk about
Cha-Cha. So we go from everything Twist to everything Cha-Cha.
All right. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.